I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a new focus for Europe's debt crisis, Spain. The country's borrowing costs have risen fast this week. That sparked fears of contagion similar to those affecting Greece and Italy. Governments in both countries fell because of those fears. Now it's Spain's turn. The ruling Socialist Party is expected to get trounced in elections this Sunday. Its popularity has plummeted as Spaniards struggle with a bad economy. Unemployment in Spain is over 20%, double that for young people. The World's Jerry Haddon has more from Barcelona.
As Spain's economy has unraveled, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has dug himself a deeper and deeper hole.
No estamos en una crisis económica.
First, by insisting there was no economic crisis. Then, a growing number of Spaniards say, by not taking decisive enough action, cutting spending, making it easier to hire and fire workers, Spain's lack of competitiveness and rigid labor market has made putting the brakes on mounting sovereign debt impossible. Bond markets punished Spain this week by demanding nearly 7% interest on 10-year bonds. 7% is considered a country's breaking point. Spaniards, mostly young Spaniards, have been protesting since last spring. They also support labor reforms, although not the kind most economists have in mind.
Hay que repartir el trabajo y hay que repartir la riqueza.
In a plaza in Madrid, this young man complains about a lack of jobs and the exploitation of unpaid or low-paid interns. Spanish companies and universities use hundreds of thousands of interns, often college grads, looking for experience and a foot in the door. The experience they get, the foot, it often gets stomped on.
En muchos casos, lo que pasa es que nos estamos acostumbrando.
Octavio Granado is Spain's social security chief. He told Spanish radio recently that during this crisis, employers have grown too used to calling poorly paid, overexploited workers interns. Because it's been cheaper. That's good for companies. But former intern and doctoral student Esther Artes says it traps young people in jobs with no future.
Pero a ver, el que tengas un contrato para hacer el doctorado.
She says, you get a temporary contract for your doctorate, a temporary contract for your postdoc work, then another and another, and you never get a real job. By the way, Artes was reached by phone because she works in France now, in Marseille. She's a postdoc research scientist. She says she's paid well there, and unlike at home in Spain, jobs abound. Despite their shortcomings, internships in Spain are still well sought after because the likely alternative is no job at all. The man likely to be Spain's next prime minister is Mariano Rajoy of the Conservative Popular Party. He's promising big reforms to get young people working again.
Por tanto, lo primero que hay que hacer es desarrollar la ley de modificación de la Constitución.
He says the first thing we have to do is reform the Constitution to set a ceiling on spending at all levels of government so that no one spends what they don't have. It's time to tighten our belts. Belt tightening will inevitably lead to more cuts in public sector services, such as healthcare and education, and in salaries. None of that will be popular, but Spanish voters seem to fear contagion from Greece and Italy more. Polls show Rajoy's popular party has a big lead over the ruling socialists going into Sunday's elections. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.